You are listening to Thoom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Welcome to Thoom. I'm your host, Timmy Thoom. This is a review a day, a 5-minute daily review every day, either of a comic book or a movie. So let's get it started. Yeah, I'm going to try to go with this for as long as I can, probably as much as I can do the rest of September and all of October. Let's see if it goes through. Review a day, about 5 minutes. Since it's a solo thing, it's just me doing a review of something I read lately or something I watched. This episode is going to be two reviews: Judge Dredd and The House at the End of the Street, which the acronym for that is supposed to be HATES, but if you got of in there, then it can't be HATES. Because even if you say, okay, well, you don't count the little words like of, well, you shouldn't count the either. The house at the end of the, then that would take out the HATES, or house at the end of, and then you're taking out the first the, so it can't be HATES. Anyway, that's featuring Jennifer Lawrence. Let's talk about that first. I wasn't planning to see this, but I wanted to sneak into a movie after I saw Judge Dredd. And this was the one that was closest nearby. I wanted to see The Master, but I didn't know where that was in the theater. I didn't want to be running around the theater too much, so they would kick me out after I saw Dredd, and they would see me sneaking into The Master. And that's all I need, is for somebody to try to arrest me over trying to sneak into a movie about L. Ron Hubbard, even though The Master is loosely about L. Ron Hubbard, not necessarily about, but I didn't forget that. I didn't see The Master. I saw House at the End of the Street, a thriller featuring Jennifer Lawrence, who was in the movie, she was in X-Men First Class as Mystique, and she was in, Hunger Games, of course. I didn't know what this movie was about when I went in there. I thought I heard something about it being a thriller. So I asked the people in the theater, I said, hey, is this a horror movie? They said yes. The theater was packed with young couples or little groups of young women. So it was like a Hunger Games type of feel. But automatically, when I see excitement around a movie, automatically I get excited about it. Because the theater was packed at 10:30 at night. And that told me that this movie is going to be number one. And a movie that I just saw, which was Dredd, was in a bigger theater than House at the End of the Street. And it was, something told me it wasn't going to be number one, much to my chagrin, because it was half full in the Dredd movie. So anyway, going back to House at the End of the Street, it's about a girl and her mother who move into a house. The house, their neighbor, which is, his house is further down the street, because they live in these are those uppity white neighborhoods. Basically, it's just where white people live when they don't want to be near black people or Mexicans or anything like that, out in the woods, where they say, oh, there's a neighbor house, and you look through the woods and you can see a little house through trees and things. That's the neighbor's house. It's one of those types of neighborhoods. If you want to call that a neighborhood, I just call it the fucking woods. Anyway, there, you know, it's the same kind of cliche thing where, oh, there was these people who lived in a house a few years ago, and they were killed by their daughter. Now, that's the house, not Jennifer Lawrence's house, but the house next door to her, which is not really next door. It's the house at the end of the street. And that doesn't, you know, that's not even a house at the end of the street. It's not even a street. They live in the fucking woods. Anyway, keep on getting on about that. Jennifer Lawrence and her haggardly faced mother, played by Elizabeth Shue, who's, woo, she is not an attractive woman, but she's getting roles. She was in Piranha 3D and in this, but her body is banging still. Ooh, her body is banging. There's one scene where she walk in with a tight-ass t-shirt. You can see her titties and her nipples through the t-shirt. Go ahead, Elizabeth. You working out. That face is hurt, but you said, fuck it, I'm going to work this body out into a, you know. And I do give her props, because you could tell she ain't getting no facelift. She didn't do nothing to that. She let that face age. Anyway, finding out late in the game after they purchased or rented, got a lease for their house, they find out that the neighbors the neighbor who were killed, the couple and their daughter, they're all dead. So this house is thought to be abandoned, but actually somebody does live there. Their son, the son of the dead people, and the neighborhood thinks that they meet their neighbors who think that he's a weirdo and they want him out of the house and they hate him. But Jennifer Lawrence is drawn to him, and I'm not gonna tell the ending and everything, but it wasn't predictable to me because we find out, okay, she's starting to like this weird, kind of weird kid who's a recluse to, you know, he goes to community college, she's in high school, but unbeknownst to her, his sister who killed his parents at the beginning of the movie, he's keeping her down locked in the basement. I didn't like him because he kept his sister locked up under, it's like a secret entrance in the garage, and you go down the entrance and then you go down the long tunnel and she's in a room locked up in a room tied up in the bed, well, not tied up but just kept in the bed, and he keeps her drugged because she's crazy, she had brain damage, and she's, according to the lore, she has brain damage, she was crazy, she killed her parents and ran off into the woods, but no one people just figured she was dead, but she really wasn't, he was taking care. You know, and it's a long story about why he wasn't there when the parents were killed. He was living with his aunt, supposedly. But now he's come back. He's taking care of his sister. I didn't like him because it's like, okay, what if the house burned down and you're not there? You obviously don't care about your sister because she's locked in the room in the basement. She's fucked. So I thought something was wrong with him from that. But you know what? Fuck it. Because this movie, even though it had a twist, I'm going to spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it. It's just because once the twist is over, then it goes back to cliche. Let's put it like that. It's a cliche movie. The girls are running from the killer at the end, you know, and it's like, get this movie over with. People getting stabbed. There's no gore in the movie, except at the end, at the beginning, there's a little bit of blood on the feet of the girl who kills her parents. You see blood on her. But I thought, I can't give it, out of 5 stars, I have to give it, I cannot give it 3, hell no, 2.5, 2.5, basically because I didn't know what was, you know, I was like, what is going on? He's got his sister in the house, he's keeping her, he doesn't seem like a bad guy, what's going on, what's the twist here, what's the story here? And I admit, I didn't see what I saw coming, but once I figured it out, I mean, once we all were told the quote-unquote, you know, what was going on, the kind of a twist, then it just, the movie starts to drag. So that's, and most of all, most people will hate this because it's basically, it's teenage girl thriller. People just automatically hate that. But I gave it the benefit of the doubt because it kept me in suspense for 3/4 of the movie of what's going on with this story. The acting by the killer boy sucked. Jennifer Lawrence, she's magnetic. I can see where she's a movie star to me. I really like Jennifer Lawrence. Elizabeth Shue, I wanted her face off screen. And there's a sheriff in here who's like the guy who protects this boy, this crazy boy who the whole town hates. He's played by one of the guys who used to be in 30 something. And it's like, damn. I don't know. It's like once you hit middle age as an actor, it's like it's over. Just like in life. I can't. So, damn, it's 10 minutes to show. You know what? Hey, it's a review a day, so this is a 10-minute show. My review for this. No, fuck it. I can get through Dread in about 5 minutes. So, okay, this is 2.5 stars. Probably 2. The more I think about it, it gets lower and lower. But I like Jennifer Lawrence in the movie. All the other characters were not likable. Dread 3D. They only have this movie in 3D. Okay, there was no choice but to see it in 3D. That sucks. But the 3D wasn't a bad effect. I just don't like keeping it perched on my face because they fit over my glasses funny. The and I don't have contacts, so I have to wear these 3D glasses over my glasses. And plus, you got the big frame of the glasses and my own glasses over my face. It's just clunky. I'd rather see it in 2D. But the 3D was good. I sat in the center because the theater was only half full. I like it. Okay. I would have liked a little bit of the... Because I didn't think the original... I mean, the Stallone Dread was that bad of a movie that I can remember. I only saw it once. And that, I remember thinking it was kind of bad then. But there were things I liked about it. One thing I didn't like about it was Rob Schneider. He fucked up the whole movie for me. That movie would have got a higher score, I think, in general, if Rob Schneider was not in that movie. But I liked the costumes of Dread because it looked like the comic books where it was outsized. But there's a few versions of Dread. This here was a more sedate version of Dread as far as the look of Dread. There are comics that look like that that have Dread, his look is played down a little bit. There are comics where Dread's chin isn't as big. So I say this is that interpretation of Dread, but Mega City 1 itself was more Mega City 1. Oh, they both were Mega City 1. Neither one had mutants in it, except for Judge Anderson, who's a psychic. I'm glad she's in here. She wasn't forget it. I'm not going to talk about the Stallone movie anymore. Let's talk about Judge Dredd 3D. I recommend it. Okay. People compare it to The Raid Redemption. I don't give a fuck about The Raid Redemption when I'm watching this. I like this better than Raid Redemption because The Raid is another movie that has a similar plot to this, which is basically the plot to Die Hard. Our heroes are trapped in a tall building and everybody wants to kill them. That's it. They go in to a block. It's called a block, which is hundreds and hundreds, thousands of... apartments, homes in a big city block, and they're at Peachtree Block, which is shut, which they go in to investigate a murder. It's shut down because they capture one of the suspected murderers, and his boss called Mama. She's the leader of this gang. She's a bad bitch. She's crazy. She's evil. She shuts down the block and traps the judge inside because they have her man she doesn't want a lot of information to get out that he has. So she puts a bounty on the judge's head. She says it over the PA system. Anybody kill these judges, I forget, I guess they get a reward or something. But their reward was that she releases the block, basically, because the block is shut down. Like, you will shut down a store and where they put down the shutters over the whole block. And Mega City 1 in the comics, the people are a little bit exaggerated. They're extra bummy, or they're extra mutiny, or they're extra ugly. It's like just the same way Dick Tracy and his bad guys are caricatures in the comics. And they made them caricatures in the Dick Tracy movie, which I never saw. But this... there's no caricatures here. To me, the Stallone Dread had more caricatures because people were just crazier and their suits were more bigger and more colorful, like the comic books. I'm not going to dismiss that. But here, it was a little bit more subdued, more gray. It is Mega City 1, but it's not that Mega City 1 in here. Everybody's, of course, it's exaggerated automatically because of all the violence in the movie. The movie is very violent. There's a lot of shooting, a lot of heads being blown off, a lot of cool effects and things like that. So I recommend this movie. But it's not, it is Mega City 1, but it's not the Mega City 1 you would know if you're read the most of the comic books. I can't say that it is, but it's just... it is and it isn't. I'm not even going to go into all that. I'm just going to say I recommend this movie. I like Judge Dredd, played by Carl Urban. Even though, to me, Stallone's Judge Dredd was a little bit more like Judge Dredd than Carl Urban, but he did his best, and I like the movie, and I hope they have a sequel. So this is my review of Dread. Oh, I give that movie 4.5 out of 5. I liked Judge Dredd 3D. Dredd 3D and Rental for House at the End of the Street. And that's only if your girlfriend wants to see it. This has been Doom. This is a review a day. Stay tuned tomorrow for our next review. Whatever it is, it'll be a surprise.